Law enforcement agencies across the United States have stepped up patrols at travel hubs and government facilities following warnings that Osama bin Laden's death might inspire homegrown extremists. Philip Mudd is a former CIA officer and FBI counterterrorism agent.
You're not going to have 19 hijackers taking down aircraft, but kids trying to find AK-47s or buy handguns or buy hand grenades on the streets and go do something at a commercial facility like a mall or a 7-Eleven.
Analysts say authorities have stopped 38 terrorism plots in the United States since September 11, 2001, and U.S. officials say documents seized from bin Laden's compound showed al-Qaeda considered attacks against trains in the U.S. this coming September 11th. Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have been linked to rail transport attacks in Europe. Just a year ago, a Pakistani-born U.S. citizen, Faisal Shahzad, tried to set off a car bomb in New York's Times Square. And Najibullah Zazi, an Afghan who had been in the United States since 1999, attempted to bomb New York City's subway system in 2009. James Carafano is a national security expert with the Heritage Foundation in Washington. He says security officials are keeping a close eye on al-Qaeda-affiliated groups.
The U.S. has always been concerned about al-Shabaab. That's a group based in Somalia. They have links to the Somali community in the United States. They're a declared enemy of the United States and a supporter of al-Qaeda. We've also been very concerned about LET, Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is a group based in Pakistan, which launched the horrifying attacks in Mumbai.
Counterterrorism experts say a group based in Yemen, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, might try to stage an attack. The group is linked to radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki, an American believed to have ties to the failed 2009 Christmas Day plot to blow up a U.S.-bound jetliner and a scheme to plant parcel bombs on U.S. cargo flights last November. Tim Starks covers intelligence and homeland security issues for the Congressional Quarterly. He says bin Laden's followers target transport facilities.
They definitely have a tendency to go back to the targets that they know. Those are targets that are easy to plot against in some ways. You don't have to have a lot of sophisticated efforts to go after them.
Analysts say the U.S. remains vulnerable to terrorist attacks, but the best way to protect the country is not by adding more layers of security. It's stepping up intelligence efforts before terrorists can attack. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.